We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Samech Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on Nuntes Amud Beis, the two dots, V'lebetabas She'ina La'achosim. It says in our Mishnah that an Isha cannot go out with a tabas that doesn't have a chosim, a ring that we add a signet on it, we add a chosim on it. And the Mishnah, next Mishnah, says further on in the Perek that if it has a chosim, then Yechayev a chatas, because it's not even considered a piece of jewelry then. But if it's a piece of jewelry, you're not allowed to wear it because you might take it off. So the Gemara talks about it. The Gemara says, like the Mishnah says later on, if this ring has a chosim on it, and it's made to sign documents, then you're chayev, because it's a masri. It's not even considered a tachshit at all. It's not even considered ornament at all. I'm a lav tachshit, so you see from the Mishnah later on, that's not called a tachshit, because you see on Shabbos, you're chayev for itself if you wear a ring with a chosim on it. I'll ask you a stira from a Mishnah in Kalim. The Mishnah in Kalim, Masechtas Kalim, says, Tachshili Noshim Tameim. Jewelry from women are tamei because the right of Kabbal Tumah, they're called Kalim. These are the following are examples of jewelry: Katlois, chokers, Nizamim, which are earrings, Vitabois, and rings. And with tabas, this type of tabas, a ring on the finger rings that we're talking about is bein sheyesh lachosim, bein shein lachosim. Saif has a signet on it. If saif doesn't have a signet on it, it's mekabel tuma. Vinis me'af, and also nose rings are mekabel tuma. So here the Mishnah says that saif a ring with a chosim, saif a ring without a chosim, is a kol tachshit inoshim, it's mekabel tuma. So how can we say in our Mishnah that Yechayev Echatos with a tabas with a chosim, because we say it's not called a piece of jewelry? Here it says it's called Tachshit Inoshim, that's Mekabel Tuma. That's what it says in this Mishnah. So it's Chayetz Astira. So the Gemara, Rav Zeira Loi Kasha. The Gemara doesn't have three different terutzim. First teretz is Rav Zeira's teretz. Rav Zeira Loi Kasha, it's not Shver. One Mishnah is Rav Nechemya, and one Mishnah is Rav Bonam. Our Mishnah that says tabas with a chosim is not a tachshit, and therefore yechayev echatos, going to Rav Nechemya, because Rav Nechemya holds the ikker part of a ring with a signet is the signet part of it, and since that's not a tachshit for a lady, so yechayev. But the Rabbanon hold the ikker part of a ring is the maimid, is the thing that holds it together. That's the main part of the ring, and therefore, since the main part is a ring, so therefore You'll be considered a tachshit, and it won't be chayev chatos. So that's the chilek. And where do we have this Rav Chemya and Rabbanon? The Tanya looked at the Braisa. The Braisa says he shama tachas. If the ring itself is made out of metal, v'chesoma shel almeg, and the signet is made out of wood, tamei. Tanakam holds its tamei because you go bust the ring, and the ring is made out of metal. And metal, even if it's a pshuta kli, if it's straight kli, we're out of base kibble, it can't hold anything. It's still mekabel tuma. But if the ring is shalamoig, if it's made out of wood, the ring v'chayis b'shalamatches, then it's tahira. According to Tanakama, it's tahira. Why? Because you go bust the ring, and the ring is wood, and wood that's not a base kibble is not mekabel tuma. Rav Nechemya metame. Rav Nechemya holds it's tame in a case where it's a wooden tabas and the signet is made out of metal. Why? Rav Nechemya aimer b'tabas hilchachesama. By a ring, you go after the signet. If the signet is metal, it's mekabel tuma. And Tosfos speaks out that the opposite as well is true also. If the ring is metal and the signet is made out of wood, it will not be tame. So he argues on both ways on the Tanakhama, because Rav Nechemya holds you go after the chosim, that's the ikker thing. And a few more examples of that, but until here, already see Rav Chemi and Rabbanon. Rav Chemi holds a gobas to the signet, and therefore, if a ring has a signet, Isha goes out with it. It's chayev chatas, because she doesn't need a signet. That's not a piece of jewelry, a signet. But according to the Rabbanon, gobas to the tabas, it will be considered an ornament. But this price goes by to give us other... What? Pshuta kli the kli is only what the main part of the kli is. So if the main part of the kli is wood, so you go bust of that. If the main part of the kli is the chosim, you go bust of that. So Rav Nechemya holds the main part of the kli is the chosim, and therefore, if it's wood, it's not mekabel tuma. If it's matches, it's mekabel tuma. And there's more examples of this. But oil by a yoke that's over a behemoth's neck, hoylich acha simloinov. You go after, it has like, if you look at a yoke, in those days, it wasn't a piece of bent, it was a piece of wood that was straight. And then to hold it over the neck, it had two pieces coming down. So the two pieces coming down that's holding the yoke on the neck, that's the main thing. Because Rav Nechemya goes, they look after the thing that's the most useful from the keli. So by a ring, it's the signet, and by oil, by the yoke, it's the pegs that hold it in place. But koilov is like a board that had metal sticking, like nails sticking out of it, and a chanuyos, the stores, model their wares by hanging it on those nails. So hoilich achamas meroysev, you go after the nails. If the nails are made out of metal, then that's the main thing of the keli, and that's because that holds up the wares. Besulam, by a ladder, hoilich achamas meroysev, you go after the rungs of the ladder. That's the main thing. Ba'arsi, by a scale, hoilich achamas meroysev, you go after the strings, the little chains that hold up the bowls of, you know, when you have a scale on two sides as bowls, and there's chains holding it up, and there's a vertical stick that holds up the chains. So he says, you go after the chains. That's the main part of the maznai, main part of the scale, because that's the most important part. Everything goes basa the maimid, means the base. Everything goes after the base. And therefore, chom hold by a ring, it's the ring itself. By a yoke, it's the yoke itself. That's what's holding everything up. By a kailov, it's the board that's holding up the nails. By a sulam, it's the two sides of the ladder. And by arsi, it's the vertical pole on top holding up the chains. So that's the Chachamim and Rav Nechemya, and that's the way we answer the stira. On one hand, it said that our mishle yichayev echatas, we go out with it. That's going according to Rav Nechemya, holds that everything goes after the signet. And according to the Rabbanon, it's kulotachshit, that's the Mishnah in Kalim. That's one teretz. The answer, Mishnah Kalim to Mishnah Vahas. Rav Amar, different teretz. That we said in Mishnah Kalim, that Tabas, Bein Shesh Lo Chosim, Bein Shesh Lo Chosim, is Tomei, let's start the Muktani. If it has a Chosim, Yesh Lo Chosim, Tachshu the Ish. That's called an ornament for a man, because a man wears such a ring. Ein Ela Chosim, is Tachshu the Isha. And there comes out, when the Tana starts off, Elohim Tachshu the Isha, Noshim, it's not going on the Yesh Lo Chosim. Because Yesh Lo Chosim, that's going about it, talking about an Ish. It's going on the Ein Lo Chosim, that's by Isha. So Rav is answering, Echanami, a Tabas, a ring that has a Chosim, that has a signet, is not called a piece of jewelry for a lady. If she goes out with it, she's Chayav Echatas. I, the Mishnah in Kalim, is talking about a man. A third Teretz, Rav Nachum Yitzchak Omer, Tuma Shabbos Karomis. Rav Nachum Yitzchak Tanya, the whole Kasha doesn't start. He asked me a kasha from Tuma on Shabbos. It's not a stira. By Tuma, it's totally in Kli Maisa Rachmana. It's totally something that's a useful utensil. The Maisa, this keli, is used to sign documents. So therefore, of course, it's Bekavo Tuma. Bekliu. But by Shabbos, we're handling Issa Yitzah. So even though it's a useful thing, but it's not called a piece of jewelry, Mishamasu Rachmana. And Einala Choysim is a Tachshit. But the Yeshalah Choysim is a Masui on Shabbos. So Vada, they were talking Kli Maisa, so therefore it's called a Kli Maisa. And it's called Kavot Tumah because it's useful. And our Mishnah, which is talking about things you let it go out with, so of course if it has a Choysim, it's not called a piece of jewelry, it's called a Masui. And Lechaira, Lefi, Rav Nachman, by Yitzchak also, you have to say that when it started off saying, Elu Hein Tachshit Enoshim, I guess it wasn't going on that either. Because that's not really Tachshit Enoshim, we're just saying these are things that are Makabel Tuma. Zok to Gemara Vayit. Veloi b'machat shein rekuva. Said in our Mishnah, they now go out with a needle without its eye, without the hole in the needle. Because it's, but if you went out with it, you're not chayav echatos. Why? Because it's really an ornament. But this kid, they might take it off and show it to someone, that's pshat. But the question of Gemara Zavi is, why is it not a masri? What's it used for? Lamai chazi, what do you use a needle without a hole for? Without the eye of the needle, what do you use it for? Lamai chazi. Om Rav Yosef, so how can it be called a ornament? Om Rav Yosef, hal v'isha oigeres ba saira. She uses it, she has excess hair in back of her head covering, it's coming out, so she uses this needle to wrap the hair around the needle, and then she pins it into her head covering to hold it in place, and the inside of the head covering hold it in place. So that's what you use it for. So therefore, it's a useful piece of jewelry. Then, if that's the case, if they have a kibiris taira, the halacha is that each is allowed to go out with a biris. Biris is these little bands that they put around. They wore these big socks. And they put it like a, it's like a bracelet, but it's like a rubber band around the socks to hold up the socks, to hold up the stockings. And it was called a biris. Halacha is it's tahira. Halacha is not makabel tuma because it's not an ornament, really. It just mishamish, just helps out to hold up your socks. But the halacha is you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Why did I go with on Shabbos? Because the person would never take it off because she doesn't want to be megala her feet. She doesn't want to uncover her feet. Therefore, she's just going to keep it on. So the question is, here also, she doesn't want to take out this needle because then a hair will come out. But history, Jimutta Lagamri. If that's the case, if Makachin Akuva, this needle is used to roll up the hair, so the Gemara's kasha is then should be mutter to go out with it. But history, so the Gemara, I'll tell Gemara of Ada, Narsha, Yikimedi, Rav Yosef, Anub Shat. Hoyle Ve'isha, we're talking about a different type of needle. This needle, Hoyle Ve'isha, Chalekas Bar Saira. She uses this needle that she's going out with to separate, to make a part in the hair. Pray to Gemara, but still makes no sense. Mashabas Tamayachazia. What do you, Shabbos, you can't do that. Rashi learns. You're not allowed to split your cyrus on Shabbos because he might come to rip out some hair. So it's still no use for it on Shabbos. Amar Rava, the final pshat, Tasha Zov, Yeshlo, Arosha. This needle has a little emblem at one end. One end it has like an ornament, the other end is a needle. So V'chol, she uses this thing, Chalekas by Syrah. She keeps it in her head covering and then she uses it to split her hair in the weekday. With Shabbos, she puts it in front of her forehead and you just see the ornament part. And it turns out it's a tachshit, it's a piece of jewelry. And the only reason why you can't wear it on Shabbos is because the Rabbanon, you might take it off and show it to people. Talk to the Gemara Vayita, new Mishnah. Talk to the Mishnah. Lo yetze ha'ish besandal ha'mesumer. And we'll see in the Gemara as a special gzeira that a person shouldn't go out with this shoe, sandal ha'masumah. This is not a shiloh of haitzah. It's a different reason. Why not go out with a sandal ha'masumah? What's a sandal ha'masumah? It's like this wooden clog. It's a wooden shoe that it looks like a flip-flop, and it's made out of wood. And they used to bang nails into the bottom of it. Into the bottom, into the sole, bang nails all around it. And that's called a sandal ha'masumah, a nailed sandal. So you're not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. We'll see in the Gemara why. V'loy b'yachid. Another halacha is that even if you're wearing mutter digger shoes, you're not allowed to go out with one shoe. And there's two pshatim in Rashi. Why you're not allowed to go with one shoe? The Ashami's pshat is because people will be choshish that you're carrying the other one under your shirt. That's one pshat. You shouldn't go out with one shoe. Another pshat is that you look funny with one shoe. And people might laugh at you. And therefore you're going to feel you have to take off that shoe that you are wearing, the single shoe, and carry it. You know, come to carry. But this whole Isser is only Bizban Sha'im Baragli Makkah, if you don't have a Makkah. But if you had a Makkah, then you could wear one shoe. On which foot do you wear the shoe? On the shoe with the Makkah or the other shoe? The Gemara will explain later on tomorrow's daf. So you can't go out with sandal masumah, we said we'll see in the Gemara reason. You can't go out with one shoe for two reasons, either Shami's reason, because of chashash you're carrying, or because you might come to carry people after you. Bizban Sha'im Baragli Makkah. You can't walk out with one shoe when you don't have a Makkah. Then it says further, of Leiber Tefillin, a person cannot go out wearing Tefillin on Shabbos. You can't go out with an amulet, a kameya, if it's not certified. You don't know what works, and we'll see in the Gemara what that means. And you also can't go out on Shabbos, you can't go out with a shield, you can't go out with a helmet, you can't go out with boots. These are all army materials. If you went out, any of this stuff, you went out, you're not chayav chatas. Why? Because they're called malbushim or tachshitim, they're not called a masui. And therefore, it's only Midir Abana. So first, the Gemara is going to talk about the first line, and that's the discussion of most of the blah today, the sandal ha-masumah. It says in the Mishnah, you now go out with a sandal ha-masumah, the nailed sandal. My time, what's the reason? Omer Shmuel, the reason why it's also is because of Maisa Shahaya. Shilfei Agzera Hayu. There were a bunch of people who ran away into a cave because they were running away from the enemies. Some say it was by the story of Bar Kochva. And they were hiding in a cave. When they said, everyone wants to come in, Because when you're coming in, you can look to see if anyone's watching you come go in, and therefore you'll see. You won't go in front of any enemies. But don't walk out of the cave. Why? You might walk out of the cave and not realize that there's an enemy there, and they'll see you coming out, and you give away the hiding place. So what happened was, Nefach Sandalai Shal Echad Mehem. These sandalam, assume we said, it's made like a flip-flop, so you could put your foot in either way, but you could tell from the footsteps which way it's going. So someone had a shoe on the wrong way, the shoe's on the wrong way, and he walked in, Taka, but it looked like someone walked out. Because Svurimain, they thought that someone left. They saw footsteps of, you know, in the end of the cave, inside, so someone left. Svurimain, Echad Mehem Yotzeh, someone left. But Ra'u, Ivim, and the Ivim for sure saw him. But Achsha Baum, and they come kill us. They made a stampede. They killed each other more than any enemy would have killed them. And why did they get killed so badly from a stampede? Because they were wearing these shoes with nails on the bottom of it, and those nails killed people. A little different version of the story. Rav Eloi bar ben Elazar omer, they were sitting in the cave, and they heard above them like a stampede. Stand like an army. Melagavi amara. Even they thought that the enemies are coming to attack them. And really what happened was someone on top of them was walking with a sandal hamasumer that the nails make noise. They pushed each other and killed each other. More than the enemies would have killed them. That's so far two pshatim. A third mahalach. They weren't sitting in a cave. They were sitting in the shul. And they heard some voices from behind the Beis Medrash. They thought maybe the enemies are coming. They heard noise. And they killed each other from, you know, with the sandal hamasumer. More than the Ivim. You should not go out with a sandal hamasumer on Shabbos. Why? Because all these people got killed. If that's the case, it's a gzera because it was skanas afashus. So in the week, they also shouldn't go out with a sandal hamasumer. And the Gemara, this tragedy happened on Shabbos. And since this tragedy happened on Shabbos, they decided that they made the gzera that Shabbos, they cannot go out with sandal hamasumer.